This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature that delves into the realms of the extraordinary. Have you ever heard of Alan Turing? Born in 1912, he was a British mathematician, cryptanalyst, philosopher, and theoretical biologist, widely considered the father of theoretical computer science. He is also the father of the Turing test. Back when artificial intelligence was just machine learning, Turing foresaw a time when machines might become so advanced they'd be indistinguishable from humans. Well, in March 2025, it finally officially happened. At UC San Diego, judges conducting the Turing test mistakenly identified AI as human a whopping 73% of the time. The upshot of which is that AI, at least the models they tested, are now, as Turing predicted, indistinguishable from humans. But this should really come as no surprise, as we have all been unwitting judges in a 24/7 Turing test for some time, with roughly half, that's right, half, of all internet traffic being non-human. You and I have been increasingly interfacing with AI whether we know it or not, and not all of it has been well-intentioned. It's currently estimated that 37% of all AI traffic is directed nefariously, with millions of bots specifically targeting social media to influence public opinion, pressure purchases, and of course, amplify and sow discord. Why? Well, because when we humans are angry and scared, we just don't think as well, and so are more easily influenced too, buy, post, protest, vote, and even act in ways we might not otherwise have done. And how you know if a post, comment, Insta, reel, or even breaking news article is a person or a bot? Well, that's the scary thing. You probably don't and won't, because when sophisticated AI is deployed, we can no longer tell the difference. Alan Turing died in 1954. He would not live to see the advent of the personal home computer in 1977, the Scion organizer, Siri and Alexa's ancestor, in 1984, or the public advent of the World Wide Web in 1993. But he did foresee a world where computers could solve problems too complex for human brains. And it was here, this last bit, that gave him pause, cautioning humanity in the creation of an intelligence smarter and faster than itself. Turing's caution has blossomed into some scary dystopian fictions, delivering dire warnings from the Matrix to the Terminator to Ex Machina. The message is clear. We best think twice before creating things that might hurt us. But that's never stopped us before. We humans are incredibly curious, marvelously creative, and have a history of throwing caution to the wind in our excited quest to bring our theoretical endeavors into full-blown existence, often without asking if we should. Among those issuing current warnings are Elon Musk, who calls AI one of the biggest risks to the future of civilization, and Yoshua Bengio, winner of the Alan Turing Award, who says we run a substantial risk of an out-of-control AI being maliciously weaponized. And the very godfather of AI himself, Geoffrey Hinton, announced in just 2023 via a New York Times interview his resignation from Google so he could talk about the dangers of AI without considering how it might impact Google, adding that a part of him now regrets his life's work. This calls to mind another who seemed to regret part of their life's work. A 1965 TV show on NBC is showing a close-up of an anguished J. Robert Oppenheimer, father of the nuclear bomb, his eyes glassy and downcast. He's recalling the first atomic explosion. We knew the world would not be the same. A few people laughed, a few people cried, most people were silent. I remember the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. I suppose we all thought that, one way or another, he said. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.